Welcome to Wednesday's Word, brought to you by A.T. Stewart Ministries. Wednesday's Word is a brief devotional thought to help carry you through the week. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. We are looking in Psalm 145, and we have seen that this psalm is a call to praise God, and we saw that we are to praise Him for His great works. We are to praise Him for His great character. And now we are to praise Him, thirdly, in the psalm for His great reign as King of the world. We pick up in verse 10. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your godly ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Here we have one of the mysteries of the Christian faith, and that is the kingdom of God. Because as we look around in our world, it doesn't appear to us that God is sovereign, that He is ruling the world, that His kingdom is being established. But what we must realize is that the kingdom of God has two aspects. There's a spiritual aspect, is what we see now. And then there is a physical aspect, which is yet for the future. God's kingdom is God's rule in the hearts of men and women who surrender to Jesus as Lord. And His physical kingdom will come as He comes back in the future and sets up His thousand-year millennial kingdom. But God is ruling. His sovereignty rules over all, even as we are here today in 2017. And here the mystery arises as we see war, as we see suffering, as we see men killing men, as we see awful atrocities being perpetrated against humanity. We think, how can God be in control and this still be happening? Well, that brings us to the mystery of evil and why bad things happen to good people. And it is a mystery, and we'll never understand it totally in this life. But when we do not understand, what we must do is affirm what we do understand. And what we do understand is what the Scripture says, that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion endures throughout all generations. You and I must leave it with our sovereign God that He is working out His redemptive plan in human history for His people. And when we don't understand why the suffering and pain exist, we must realize that in God's perfect wisdom, in His infinite insight, He knows why, and He's working all these things ultimately to His glory. So thank God for His reign. He reigns in your life. He reigns in this world. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Until next time, may you be blessed.